just want to mention a synopsis of the shittas in connection with Brachot of Krishna. Now, Rashi shitta is unique. I mean, it differs from most Rishayim in that, according to him, in respect to the mitzvah of Krishna that stem from the posik of the Bartubom, Shiftchov, Vishacho, there are no takonasachon. The mitzvah deraisa is to read the first parasha and that's all. Chachomim did not apply the takone to this mitzvah. Insofar as the mitzvah of Krishna Beinoso is concerned. Of Beinoso. So even the Rabbonim are not mechuyev to read Beinoso more than the first parasha. But everybody knows that one is mechuyev to read three parashas, and not only three parashas, but also broches. That is based upon the mitzvah of Avadetem, of to Krishna with Tfilah, of Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shamayim and Tfilah together. So mid-Raise, he has to couple Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shamayim and Tfilah. And the Raise does not prescribe, I mean, how many parashas. Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shamayim. But the Chachomim applied that akone to this key mitzvah of the coupling of Kriya Shema and Tfilah. And insofar as this Kiyuma mitzvah is concerned, of Avadetem, as Hashem Elokeichem, the Krishma with Tfilah, there is no din of being also. So the chiyuv to read three parashas and also brachot of Krishna relates to the mitzvah of Avadetem, the Krishna with Tfilah. It does not relate to the mitzvah of Vidbartabom, Bishivtachov, Vishecho. So therefore, Kedem Tisakichovim, they were able to say Krishna, all the three parashas and the brachot of Krishna and Tfilah. But they had the kiyum of Avadetem. It wasn't the man of Krishna. Of which Krishna? Of the Krishna that stemmed from the Bartabom. There is a loch of a shaw, behold, come here, not before it is a chavit. But insofar as the mitzvah of Avadetem, the Krishna with Tfilah is concerned, that does not depend upon the man of the shaw, behold, come here. That depends upon the man of Tfilah. And if it was the man of Tfilah, if it was the man for Shem Nefres, it's also the man for the brachas of Krishna and the Krishna of the three parashas. But then there is another mitzvah in the Raise, as to which the Chachomim did not apply any of the Rabbonos at all. No, the Rabbonos. Krishme. What does it mean? Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shamayim Beinoso. Vidibartabon. And that consists in reciting the first parsha of Shman Vahasto until Voyim Shemaya. Nothing more. Nothing from the Rabbonos. Is one mechuyev to recite Voyim Shemaya in the Zman of Krishme. The chiyuv to recite all the three parshas relates to the mitzvah of Avadetem. That's Rashi Shita. According to Teisa Shita and most Rishonim, of course. So the whatever is required midaraisa, but midarabonon, he is not mikayim the mitzvah that stems from the posik of the Bartabom unless he reads all the three parshas. All the three parshas, and that is, therefore, all the three parshas have to be recited in this man of Krishna. And if it's not in his man of Krishna, it's not in his man of Tfilah. So he lacks that kiyum of Krishna, Mirabon. Furthermore, not only Mirabonon, it's not only necessary that he recite the three parshas, Shema, Vayim, Shemaya, Vayena, but also the brachas of Krishna. And without the brachas of Krishna, so the kiyum of Krishna, of Beinoso, of Kripakol, Kabbalah, Mashmai, Beinoso, is not complete. Not complete. So he has to recite all the three parshas and all the brachas of Krishna Beinos. But suppose he didn't. So then he does not have that kiyum. So he missed that kiyum. But there is another kiyum of coupling Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shamayim with Tfilah. And insofar as the mitzvah of Avadetem, the Krishna with Tfilah, also primarily there is a kiyum to couple Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shamayim Beinos with Tfilah. But Teisves agrees that there is a kiyum of coupling Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shamayim is not Beinoso with Tfilah. So the Chatchile, he has to couple Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shamayim Beinoso with Tfilah. If he didn't, so let him at least have that kiyum of coupling Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shamayim Shebloi Beinoso with Tfilah. Therefore we say, Akir Mikam Veilech Lo Yivsit. Why Lo Yivsit too? He does not have the kiyum of the Bartabom. That he missed completely. He does not have the full kiyum of Avadetem, the Krishna Utsilo, which consists in coupling Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shamayim Beinoso with Tfilah. But there is a kiyum in coupling Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shamayim even not Beinoso with Tfilah. Let him have that kiyum. Alright. Now, so the Kriyashma embodies embodies the concept, the Brachas of Krishma, embodies the concept of Kabbalah Simalcha Shemayim, of Kabbalah Simalcha Shemayim, and the, on one hand, and on the other, they also conform to the three elements of Tzvilo Midraise, of Shvach Bakoshe Sochov, and Hidoye, and Hidoye. Now, according to the Rambam Shite, so the Chiyuv, the Takonis Chachomim was that he must couple Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim with Tfilo, with any Tfilo. Even if he cannot couple it with the Tfilo Shachris, but he must couple it with the Tfilo that conforms to the element of Tfilo Midrash. By saying Kriya Shema, the Smith Parashas, with the Brachas, he will thereby be coupling Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim with a Tfilo that constitutes a Tfilo Midrash. So Kolaye, according to Rabbi Goyen, Takonis Chachomim was that he must couple Kriya Shema with the Tfilo of Shachris, or at night he must couple Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim with the Tfilo of Arvit, but not with any Tfilo. So therefore, lachat for the choice, there cannot be any Shachris. So he cannot recite the Brachas of Krishmi. What do we gain? The Brachas of Krishmi in themselves conform to the elements of Tfilo. So there will be a coupling of Krishme with a Tfilah in general. But there will not be a coupling of Krishme with the Tfilah Shachris. And the Takonis Chachomim was, he must couple Krishme with the Tfilah Shachris. So it follows that according to Rabbi Goyen, even if it's within the Dalet choice, but suppose he doesn't. Right after the Meshachar, he doesn't Shunefre. But he didn't say Krishme, the 3 hours expired, the Gimel Shoyis expired, he didn't say Krishme. But Shachris, the Shunefre, he doesn't. Right after the Meshachar. So then, even though, let's say, it's after Snai, it's after the Zman Krishme, it's within the Dalai choice of the Zman Tfilek. But according to Rabbi Goyen, it's not in any way better than 2 o'clock. Because why can't he recite the Brachas of Krishme at 2 o'clock? Because then he cannot couple the Brachas of Krishme, the Krishme, with the Shmenesra of Shachris. So even if it's 9:30, but he already doesn't Shachris, so we still can't couple it with Tfilah Shachris. So in such a case, he cannot recite the Brachas of Krishme. So when, according to Rabbi Goyen, can he say the Brachas of Krishme if he didn't say Kriya Shema and he didn't daven it yet? So until Dalet Shoyis, he can say Krishme with the Brachas and the Shmenesra of Shachris. Now, the Meiri, at the beginning, and also in the Tshuvos HaMeiri, there is the Tshuvos HaMeiri, so he discusses that at great length. The Shire of the Yerushalmi, the Lomakirin Bisakneses Kilami Bitzilam Divatera. So he says that Lami Bitzilam Divatera doesn't mean just Divatera. It means Smichos Gulo Bitzilam. And the Meiri said as follows, that if one davens, if the Tzibo davens in Bisakneses before Tisakfavim, before the Zman Krishna, and the Meir, he takes it for granted that the fourth is a chavim, not the Zman Krishme, unlike the Shita Sari, the right after the Shkiyitz of the Zman Krishme. So, then, he says as follows, he should daven everything. Daven everything. Krishme, the process of Krishme, and Shmines. He is not Mikayim, the mitzvah of Krishme then. He is not Mikayim. And the Israeli can Rashi says that the whole Kiyum consists in the Krishma Shalamit. So he says, no, the Krishma Shalamit, he only reads Parashat Rishayna about all the three Parashat in the Rabban. But in the Rabban, because the Meiri holds that the Chachomim applies the Takone of three Parashas to the Mitzvah of Krishma that stems from the Ba'atabah, not only to the Mitzvah that stems from Vavatam to Krishma Utsir. So, but still, he has to say Kriya Shema and the Brachas of Krishma and the Tzivah. Why? Because too, in respect to the mitzvah of Krishma, he doesn't have the key, no. Because it's the fourth man Krishma. But in respect to the mitzvah of Tfilo, and there is a kiyum of coupling Kriya Shema with Tfilo, even Krishma Shavuot Binosa. It's not a full kiyum, but there is a kiyum. So let him have that kiyum. So there will be static calls, Lamed, the Tfilo, and the Tfilo. And what does the Yerushalmi mean? Smichus Gulo Tfilo. What does Smichus Gulo Tfilo mean? Coupling Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim with Tfilo. Even though it will be Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim, Shaloi Binos. So in that respect, he is similar. The Shita Samiri is similar to Rashi. But then he says,
When he comes home, before he goes to bed, so Rashi says all he has to do is just to read the first parasha. Then Miri says he has to read all the three parashas, because he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Krishna that stems from the Batabo. From the Batabo. And with Rabbanon, he must read the three parashas. Not only the three parashas, he says, before he goes to sleep. He must read, he must recite the brachas of Krishna with all the three parashas. So what is the result? The result is he'll be saying the brachas of Krishna twice. So he says, what's wrong with saying the brachas of Krishna twice? He has to say the brachas of Krishna. The first time he says the brachas of Krishna because of Smichus Gulu is law. The second time he says the brachas of Krishna because of Krishna. Now what does it mean? Now this can very well be explained. Because the brachas of Krishna embody two kiyum. First of all, the brachas of Krishna embody the concept of Kabbalah Sil Malchus Shamayim. So Midrabonon, the kiyum of Kabbalah Sil Malchus Shamayim Beinoso is not complete unless he reads three parashas and also the brachas of Krishna. So it's incomplete. It's incomplete. Now he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Krishna that stems from Vidibhartabam as yet. So he has to fulfill it. Let him fulfill it. Let him fulfill the Raise and the Rava. So he has to recite Kriya Shema before he goes to sleep with the Broches. Because if he doesn't recite the Broches, Midrabbonon, he was not Mikabel Malchus Shamayim fully. Part of it. Just like, let's say, according to the Shenim, we say that Midrashi are required to recite Parsha Rishenu after Rosh Hashanah. And suppose someone just recited Pasuk Rishon, he has a kiyum. Pasuk Rishon itself is also a kiyum. A Parsha kiyum. But he did not fulfill it fully. So if he does not recite the brachas of Krishna in conjunction with the Krishna, so he's not mikayim the mitzvah of Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shamayim fully midrabon. So before he goes to sleep, he must recite Krishna with the brachas of Krishna. Not because of Smichus Gula Tfilo, then there is no Smichus Gula Tfilo. But there is a Smichus Gula. But the Beis HaKnesses, he also has to say Krishna and the Brachas of Krishna. There is because of Smichus Gula Tfilo. There is for the purpose of coupling Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shamayim even though we shall be no so with Tfilo. So he has to say it twice. So according to the Miri, one can recite the Brachas of Krishna twice. But of course, if he recites it Avnus Bismano after the Sakhovi, then with the one recitation of Krishna Brachas Krishna, he has both kiyum. So why should then he cannot recite it over again? But if you recite the Shaloi Bisman, okay, this is a calling. So he has only the kiyum of coupling Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shamayim with Tfilo, of Smichus Gula Tfilo. But he does not have the kiyum of Krishna. So he has to say it over. Now, but this Miri is contrary to all the Rishim. Now, it's contrary to also, I don't mean it's contrary to Rashi, because according to Rashi, insofar, of course it's contrary to Rashi, but Rashi, we say it kind of merely for a different reason, because according to Rashi, the Chachomim did not apply any takones on the mitzvah of the Baal. Now, according, of course, it's contrary to the Rav Netam, So that doesn't mean that Rav Netam is chilik on the Shita of Meiri, in that the Meiri says that one can recite twice the Brachas of Krishna. Because according to Rav Netam, if we pass him like Rav Yehuda, so then the Zman of Krishna also begins at Plag HaMinch. If you can daven Meiri, so the Zman of Krishna can also begin at Plag HaMinch. So he has. So he's mekayim the Krishna, the Beis HaKnesses, he doesn't even have to read Parashat Rishenu insofar as the mitzvah of Krishna is concerned according to Rav Netam. Now, but the Rishenim who disagree with Rav Netam, who hold that prior to Tisat Chovim, there is no mitzvah Krishna. There is no mitzvah Krishna. And still they allow to daven early, they are chilek on the Miri. Am I going? Now all the Rishonim mentioned the Jewish Rabbi Goyen. That Rabbi Goyen was asked, what should one do if he happens to be in the Beis HaKnesses and the Tzibur in his power? So what is the ideal thing for him? So Rabbi Goyen advises that he should have Ma'ariv with the Tzibur and postpone the Krishna with the Broches for after Tisak Chok. True, it will not be Smichas Gula with Tzibur. So he says that in Ma'ariv, Rabbi Goyen that decided by Rishonim, that in Ma'ariv, So Tfilah B'Tzibur is Deiche, the Smichus Gula, with Tfilah, Die zeggen dat is Michael's Gulle Tfilo. So what does he advise? He advises that he read the broches of Krishna. He read the broches of Krishna with the Tfilo. Okay, this is a Kovim, he should just down my head. But he should not recite Krishna with the broches. Why doesn't Rabbi Goyen advise the one that asked him to do what the Miri advises everybody to do? Darm with the Tzibo, Krishme, Brochet Krishme, and Tfilo. And then again, the Krishme and the Brochet still have Tfilo with Tfilo, and they'll have Krishme with Mara. So the answer is, Rabbi Goyen holds, the Chachomim will not be shocking that one can recite Brochet Krishme twice, only once. Two, if he reads Davins, and he reads Krishme with Mara, so he has both you. But to say the same Brochet twice, that he has no error. He has no way. So, then, if he, the Chachomim did not allow him to say the Brochet of Krishna twice, only once. Now, if he says it once, so it's either. Either he has the kiyum of coupling Kriya Shema, Kavod Shemayim Shaloi Binoso, with Tfilo, but that is not a real Smichos Gulu with Tfilo. Because Rabbi Goyen is Chemikam Rashi, and he holds that Smichot Gula with Tfilo implies not just coupling Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim with Tfilo, but coupling Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim beinoso. One second. We know so with Tfilo. So, now, if he recites Hidavon's Krishna in the Beis HaKnesses, then he will not be able to recite the same Brochas of Krishna later on, when he recites the Brochas. True, at the time that he does it in the Bitaknesses, he does not have the kiyum of Kabbalah Shema Shemayim Bein Oso, but twice he cannot recite. So, Rabbi Goyen says that it's better. Now, if it's a question between Smichus Gulo with Tfilo, or Tzibu, so therefore the mitzvah of Tzibu with Tzibu is Deiche, Smichus Gilo, Litzvilo. And he'll recite the Brochet of Krishna before he goes to sleep. So he'll have the full kiyum of Kabbalah Shema Malchus Shemayim. Because Rabbi Karabai Goyen also said the Chachomim were misaken that with Rabbonon he does not mekayim the mitzvah of Kabbalah Shema Malchus Shemayim that stems from the posik of the Bartabom fully unless he recites all the three parashas and the Brochet of Krishna. Or the Brochet of Krishna. So that will do before he goes to sleep. But then there won't be any coupling between Krishna and Tfilo. So that is Nitre before Tfilo. So we see. But if Rabbi Goyen had helped like a Miri, so then he would say, let him down Krishna and the Brochet of Krishna. So we'll have a coupling of, there'll be a Smichus Gulo with Tfilo, and then later he'll say again Krishna, the Brochet of Krishna. No! If he down said Rabbi Goyen says in so many words, that if he advises him not to say Krishna and the Brochet of Krishna, but he suppose he does say Krishna and the Brochet of Krishna in the Beit HaKnesses, then later he'll just be able to say the Krishna, but not the Brochet. Am I going to say so in so many words? Yes?
Does this mean that Rabbi Goyen says that there is no Dean of Smichasu with Tfilo except Tfilo Nasa?
What?
Does this mean Rabbi Goyen holds there's
no
Kiyum
of No, it does not necessarily mean. Rabbi Goyen could also agree that there is a Kiyum of Smichas Gula with Tfilo even though it's not the Yom. No, one second. But, in the Brochet of Krishna there is a Kiyum of Kabbalah and Malchus Shemayim. And if he doesn't recite the Brochet of Krishna, then he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Krishna with Rabbi. And that's more important than the Kiyum of Smichas Gula with Tfilo. Of
course, we'll go to
another
question. Yes. Then why doesn't he advise? Yes, Brochot, you can only say one and it's better once and it's better to say it's still nausea. But still, in order to combine Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim with Tfilo, he should advise the Kriyashma itself, he should say with the Sibur, without Brochot, in order to combine it with Tfilo.
No, he said that. If he wants to say, you're the Krishna, that's all that I
he should say. He said it.
Not that he should. There is no chiyuv because there is no takalit chachomim. The takalit chachomim is true. The takalit chachomim is based upon a certain kiyum amitzvah midrashim. But the chachomim are misakin what? Krishna brochet and tfilah. But there is no takalit chachomim in Krishna tfilah.
He has an extra kiyum if he does.
But he says, that's my faith. That's what Rabbi Goyen says in so many words. All right. Now.
But according to
No, in the morning, all the same thing. In the morning, so Svira Kula Tfilo is more important than Tfilo.
No, but Rav Hagaon says that you can say the bracha only till Dalet Shos, right?
Yes, so what?
So the only thing...
Oh, there, too. Yeah. Rabbi Goyim agrees that there is a kiyum of smichus gula mitzvilo. That's right. I mean, I told you at first, it does not necessarily follow. Not only does it not necessarily follow, it follows from the other Rabbi Goyim. That a Dalet Shos, that there is a kiyum of smichus gula mitzvilo of kopling kagos and malchus shamayim sheloi b'inoso with tfilo. The Rai is... that if he did not say it, Krishna, and the Prophet of Krishna, so he can recite it until Dalet Shos.
So the only thing he's saying is that you can't say brachos
to
Krishna.
That's right. Why not? It is very reasonable. This is very reasonable. The Chachamim were misakened only once, not twice. Even though the recitation of the double recitation will be for the purpose of fulfilling both kiyum. But both kiyum and Chachamim wanted everyone to have both human, but only in one recitation, not in two recitations. Alright. Bishama Yemri, Baerev Kolodom Yatel Yitro, Babeka Yame, Shenema Bishor Bechol Kumer, Ubisil Yemri, Kolodom Kirikit Arke, Shenema, Ubelech to Chobaka. Im came Woman Emma, Ubishor Bechol, Ubikomeho, Bishor Shemnodom Sheikhrim, Ubishor Shemnodom. In other words, he can recite Krish Mishal Yeim and Krish Mishal Ailo in any position. According to Bishamai, Krish Mishal Yeim. Krish Mishal Yeim has to be recited in an upright position, and then Krish Mishal Ailo has to be recited in an inclined position. Alright. Omar Taup Mani O Yisi Bobaderech, Vitis Elisha Shilu Bishamai, Vitis Kamti Baat Mitzne Alistim, Omrulei Kidai O Yisa Lochit Baat Micho, Shavato Aldila Bishamai. Shavato Aldila Bishamai. You see, in respect to this machlekes, now I mentioned last week that if there is a machlekes between the mute and the rabbi, so if it's the maimed echot, that's a rov bezin, then it's gubeke kule, then it's mute him under echot, then even the mute who originally entertained a different view must succumb to the view of the rabbi. If it's a rov poski, so then there is no din of gubeke kule, but it's only the biru of rov. So when can we say biru of rov in respect to someone who doesn't know, but someone who has his own? So he can say, Biru, you see. And there is no din of succumbing to the Dasa, only if it's a mute of Bezdin, the Maimeter. Now, the Rov of Bezdin. Now, here, the Bachlit of Sham Bishilel was not in a Rov of Bezdin. It was a Rov question. So the question is, now, Rav Taufman was not just an outsider, who didn't have his own opinion. Now, Rav Taufman, he entertained the same view as Bishama. So, why did they say, Kidani Yisalochit Ba'atmechot? Ba'atmechot. Alright, Bishilo wrote. So the answer is, because of the Baskol. Because of the Baskol. So here, the Halacha was established like Bishilo. So then, even the one who had his own opinion, is Mechuyev to deport himself like Bishilo. And to be Mevatli today. Because of the Baskol. But in any other machlekes of Yochid Rabbi, where it's not Rav Bezdin, Rav Poskin, and there is no Baskov, so the Rav applies to someone else who does not have his own view. But to someone who has his own view, so he's not bound by the view of the Rav. All right.
Well, how can a Baskov help then by the machlekes between Rav
Bezdin and Rav Poskin? All right, well, it shows that you didn't learn Yevamos. So there is a whole sugya. There is a whole sugi in Yevamos. Now, so the two in Mashkichim Bibaskol, that's only, so Rabbi Yeshua said, in Mashkichim Bibaskol. But, so there it's in Mashkichim Bibaskol, because it was Kinegedadi. Because the Baskol tried to establish the Aloha like Chablezer, contrary to the Kneros HaKosuv of Achri Rabbi Lahatas. You see. Of Achri Rabbi Lahatas. So there, Rabbi Yeshua said, "Imashgichem Baskol." But where the Baskol is not connected to Adin, then we do not say Imashgichem Baskol.
Connected to Masha, Dayan, same with Dayan, Masha, ain't no draw.
No, that's not. See?
Yeah, That's
not kolke negradin. That's not kolke negradin. Because there the halacha is, the halacha is, and there, the Reb Lezer was mechuyev to succumb to the day of the Rav. There it was Mamane Dechot. It was Mamane Dechot, it was the Rav Lezer. So Reb Lezer was mechuyev to be mevatel his day. So you can't say, you know, Dayan Chinu Reis. The Dayan is to be mevatel his day. See, there it wasn't Rav Potki. Yes.
So when the Bible... What? Rav Yeshua, was that Mamane Dechot? The three places are flooded.
What did he mean? Doesn't make any difference. According to the Shiur, it can be realized in an upright position, in a inclined position, any position.
Yeah.
But he was able, in other words, he disagreed with the aloha of the Shiur, which is a psak aloha. You see, it's aloha nice. All right. Now, bishlein the Bishiur, coming for Shetamai, every time the Bishamai. So Bishiur said that he'll explain as to why he can recite Krishma in any position, because he says Lachmaderach means the Krishma shall Ayla and Krishma shall Ye can be recited even though he's walking. Elo Bishamai, my time will amrik Bishilel. What the Bishil have a good raya? Lachmaderach implies that it can be recited in any position. So why they say Krishna Shal Yem has to be recited Afkin in an upright position and Krishna Shal Yem Afkin in an inclined position? Samuel of Shammai, in Cain, name a crow, Babeke Beres, so there's a goy Beres Babeke, all right. My Bishor Becho of Kumecho, Bishas Chivesh, Chive Mamesh, Uvashkime Kime Mamesh. Now, here, of course, first of all, we see from this Gemara that Bishammai argues with Bishilel, if it is as you say, so the Torah should have said Babeke Beres. So we see that the Bishor Bechof Kumecho is only a simen for the earliness of the day. Because if that is the essential thing, so how could the Torah say Babeke Beres? The Torah is not interested in Babeke Beres. The Torah is interested in Zman Shrive and Zman Kime. So we see that the Torah itself uses Zman Shrive just as a simen. Alright. But the Kashi is, even though it's only a simen, but the simen is important. If the Torah said Babeke Uboeres, now what would we know? Babeke? Now we have a machleket between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda. What does Babeke mean? So what Babeke means is the whole forenoon until Chateis, or Babeke means until Dalet Shoreis. So even Rabbi Yehuda says that it means until Dalet Shoreis, except in respect to Mam, because Babeke Babeke. So then it's a Aloche Gimu Shoreis. But otherwise, when it just says Babeke, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it means Dalet Shoreis.
So maybe it means the Torah could have said Baboker Baboker.
Why would that be better than Bishor Bechof Kumecho? So you have three words. Oh. Bishor Bechof Kumecho is only two words. Now, so the Yeshua raises that question, and the Yeshua says that when Bishamai says, say, you can even call a Bika Be'er, and they don't mean that the Torah shouldn't mention Bishor Bechof Kumecho. But Bishor Bechof Kumecho is mentioned in both parts. In Parsha Shema and in Parsha Voyin Shemaya. So this is what Bishamai say. Yimkei Nemikro Babeke Uboeres. True, that we have to know that the semen. But it's only the semen. It's not the essential thing. I mean, that goes very well with the Ramban Shita, that it's only the semen. Because if it's not the semen, so even in one Parsha it couldn't say Babeke Uboeres. Because how could it say Babeke Uboeres? It doesn't depend on Babeke Uboeres. You see. So So, why does the Torah have to say in both parts, Mishal B'chukamecho? Let the Torah just mention Mishal B'chukamecho in one parasha. In the other parasha, say, Baboike Be'eret. So then I would know that even though Baboike are generally, according to Rabbanan, means the whole forenoon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it means, the Mishua doesn't discuss that, but this is how this is explained. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it means on the choice, but here Baboike means, according to everybody, only until Yibush Yoyiz, because in the other parasha, it mentions Bishar B'chol Kamecho. Why does the Torah have to say Bishar B'chol Kamecho in both parashas? So the answer is this. In one parasha, the Torah mentions Bishar B'chol Kamecho to tell us the simen when it has to be recited. In the other parasha, the Torah employs the expression Bishar B'chol Kamecho to tell us the position. Bishar B'chol. In the Bishar B'chol position, in an inclined position at night, and the Kamecho position in the day, in a five position today. So one Bishar B'chol Kamecho that is mentioned in one parasha tells us this man, the other Bishar B'chol Kamecho tells us not this man but the position.
What would be the mind of writing whatever assuming that that's correct, but why should the paradigm change?
Why not? So Bisilo holds that Bishar B'chol, what you say, this is what Bisilo holds. You see, that Bishar B'chol Kamecho twice is just as good as Bishar B'chol Kamecho once and Bavei Kaber once. But Bishama is saying, hold no. If the Torah has not been interested in advising us that the Krishna has to be recited in a certain position in the day, in a certain position at night, then it would have been preferable for the Torah to use once in one parasha, but Basil say no, it doesn't matter. But you say this is what Basil learned.
But the Shabbat of Kumecho is 11 letters in Baboku, but only 9.
All right. So my Shabbat of Kumecho is a shchive shchive mamish, and a shchime kime mamish. Now the Gemara, the Kashi, will be Shammai. How you will act to Chabaderech? My Yovitlu. Now the question is, now BBC will be Darshan from the Lecht of Chabaderech. The Krishna can be recited in any position, day and night. So that's what BBC does. Now, but Bishammai, they say in a certain position. So what? How will they apply the Posik? Now, so what is it? So we have two psukim. And that's not only according to Mishama, according to Matkonov Yemore. So both Troshes, Bishilel, can see the both Troshes. But they say, you can infer from the Posik this Aloch anyway. But they can see these two Troshes. So we have two Troshes. One Troshes of Bishiftechov, Visecho, Prat, Leisig, Mitzvah. Another Troshes will ask about the Prat, Leisig, Mitzvah. Now, why is the Chosin Potter? Because in Leisig, Mitzvah, why do you need two Psukim? Why do you need two Troshes? Oh, so Rashi. Rashi anticipated this guy. We left about that of Prat Lachos. Vafa gav lichos name isig b'mitzvah u ilaf ko yisere u inaf kuwa mikro kam. Dichiv de isig b'mitzvah u iksib b'kro behedye elu mitzvah ba'al nehu dikotar shinam b'secho u matino mine isig b'mechas mitzvah di ketir de. Aval chosn di ketir de machshele ba'al nehu shim chashav al isig tzulim ilaf ko yisere u ismai. And then there was a gemore. Didn't you have this whole shas, no? Gemore suke. Okay. In Sukhya Rashi discusses at more length. וברך דך בדרך, פת לחוס, ציאף אגל דהו נעמד את מצוותוי, יצריך לו תרי תחוי, תף חופים, שוק, דייה וכסיבך, כיב נחוס, נועב בהדי כסיביקו, הרע מן הליפות הרקוסו ולתרח, ואיסי מלאכס מצווי ידיים, או אם הלך למצווה. So what is missing here that is mentioned there? Here he says, איסי במצווה, איסי מלאכס מצווה. He doesn't say, אוי מלאכס למצווה. He doesn't say mihalach limitzvah, that he doesn't say. In Sukkah he says, if we had just one posik, so we would know Esek the mitzvah in the mitzvah itself, or mihalach limitzvah. Even though he's not in the mitzvah itself, he's the hechzal the mitzvah, but at least he's engaged actively in a certain mindset. He's working to be mekayim the mitzvah. So that I would know from one posik, even if we didn't have for v'lach tachwad arafat l'mah. Oh, hava mini lepot ha'akosim l'tereyach l'isim l'echat mitzvah da'ayim, or mihalach limitzvah. Arul chosm, shu yeshiv a bottle, ואין איסק, אלו תוריד מחשב הסבילה לפות הרקוסוף. היו כך מקרו יסי רש מינון, דיפות המקרישמה, דיתוריד מחשב הסבילה. So in other words, so from the posik, if we had just one posik, so then I would know only where he's engaged in the mitzvah, actively engaged. Whether in the mitzvah itself or actively engaged in the hercha mitzvah. But I wouldn't know, Hosn is not, he's passive. He's just a toad. So I know that even when he's not actively engaged in the mitzvah, not even the hechsha mitzvah, just he's preoccupied with the mitzvah. So he's also poter. Now, so the question is, so let the Torah tell us so I would know that even if he's not actively engaged, there is a loch of eating mitzvah for mitzvah. So certainly when he's actively engaged. Yeah.
So now
if there had been just one posik, I would apply it as a lech of aderech to the case where he's actively engaged. All right, now, but in the final analysis, what is it? Is it one din or is it two din? Sometimes we have two toshes, two psukim. Because if we had just one posik, I would limit the Gzeres HaKosuv to one case. I wouldn't apply it to another case. Now that I have two psukim, so I can't limit it. So I have to broaden the scope of the Gzeres HaKosuv. But then in the final analysis, it's one Gzeres HaKosuv. But if we had just one drasha, then the scope would be limited. You see? Or here it's two din. The question is it one aloha of Esek B'mitzvah, and the aloha is whether he's actively engaged or just told he has a din of eating mitzvah, but to be fair, just one pasuk, as he said. So then I would limit it, so I would apply that one pasuk to the case where he's actively engaged. Now that I have two pasukim, I have one rashi. So one must have referenced the case where one is actively engaged, and the other must have referenced the case where the told is not actively engaged. So there is one halacha, that's all. Or even the final analysis, it's two halachos. Now, we see from the Rambam it appears that it's two halachos. It's not one halachos. From the Rambam it appears it's two halachos. Now, I forgot to go over the cases of God like here, Krishna Vinosa Yesha Meisi with here. It has something to do with it. I forgot about it. Now tell me, I feel the small taste from that few on the day. God like here Krishna Vinoso, which is some Ravmani, God Akir Krishna Vinoso Yesha Mesi Matira, and Tana Kiran Sam Vila Khisi, Kiroda Makira Vitera, Michwal the Kira Vinoso. So tell me, I feel it's real enough. So here we say only God like here Krishna Vinoso, because Krishna is the mitzvah derach. So that's why it's great Kiri Krishna. Is more than Eisig Vatiyah. The implication, one second. The implication being that Filet is not Godel. But you don't have to say Godel HaMispalel, Bizman or Yeseya, Migo Eisig Vatiyah. Tell me after the Tzulun Ahmed, Amrim Perkam Lishabes, Kigenonu Mastikim Beilu Krishma Beilu Tzulah, only one who is in the Matreigi of Rapshim Beichoy Vichave, the Torosan Nosso. So they did not have to interrupt the study of the Torah in order to doubt. But anyone other than Rabshim Yehoi, that means anyone existing today, living today, and Rishayim say even anyone living in their time, because they were not in the Madrasa of Rabshim Yehoi, so they had to interrupt the study of the Torah in order to doubt.
So we see that God Elam is following us all, that what takes precedence over what? Does Tfilo being also take precedence over Talmud Torah? Or Talmud Torah takes precedence? We see that only the Talmud Torah of Shimon Yehoi takes precedence over Tfilo. But as to anyone else, so Tfilo being also takes precedence over why does the Gemara say here only Kirei Krishna be not takes precedence? Not only Kirei Krishna be not takes precedence over Talmud Torah. Even Tfilo takes precedence over Talmud Torah. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Avol, ho isig mitero, bishas krishne, loy mayre, vasilu, bitzilo, peisei. So the pshat is not, it's not a question, what takes precedence over what? The question is, what is there a greater schar? Is there a greater schar in studying Torah, shaloi bizman krishne, or there is a greater schar in reciting krishne bizman krishne? So the Gemara says here, that the schar of one who recites Krishna Binoso is greater than the schar of a sixero at some other time. It's very simple. Because when someone recites Krishna, he has a double mitzvah. First of all, Krishna is Tamutera too. Tera Shebechsar, he's a kind of Tamutera, and then he's a kind of mitzvah Kabosom of Shammai, Binos. So he has two mitzvahs, so he gets schar for two mitzvahs. But if somebody studies Torah, he has schar, Tamutera can make it cool, but in Krishna you have the Talmudera connected Kulom and you also have the mitzvah of Krishna. So therefore he says only God like Krishna may not eat the deal. But he couldn't say that the schar of one with Mispao Bismano is greater than the schar of one who studies Torah at some other time. That he couldn't say?
Well,
the point is this, you see. If someone, let's say, in the time that it takes him, now Krishna has to recite verbal. He cannot be Mihara. Now somebody is Mihara. The king, mitzvah of Talmud Torah, somebody is Eisig Betero. Now, so he doesn't have to, the king of Talmud Torah can be realized even if I don't utter it. You see, just be Machshove. So, be Machshove, he can cover more ground, let's say, than just the three parishes of Krishna. So, this man, In this man, let's say that he spends, let's say, how many minutes does he spend there? On Krishna, say 5 minutes. So in 5 minutes, someone is a big time kochem. In 5 minutes, he can come a lot of ground in Machshavei. So he studied more Torah than the ground of Torah that he covers in Kriyat Shema, just three parshas. You see, three parshas. So you could say, two here is a double mitzvah, but on one hand he covers so much Torah in the same time. That it takes him to recite Krishna. So the Chiddush is, even though he could cover more ground when he studies Torah within the same interval of time, but in as much as he has two mitzvahs, so the schar is great. So it's not so posh.
But why is the schar greater?
Who said so? Who said so? You mean that you're not the kind of Mr. Tamatera unless you utter the word? Look at it. And if you don't say one word, you're not the kind of Mr. Tamatera.
So
no one said such a thing.
Why should you have to make a difference for it?
We'll discuss that when we reach it, because there's a machlik, there's a machaber, and the going on that. We'll discuss it.
But
everybody agrees that you're the kind of Mr. Tamatera is the going. Yes,
why isn't it feel all the same, agree on mind, and respect?
Because he has the adult Mr. Tamatera.
Why don't you have a double Mr. Tamatera?
When one down from yesterday, where is the Mikhail for Gisabi in Lila?
Right, it's not
Torah
Shabbat, but isn't it
Torah Shabbat? It's not Torah Shabbat. The Torah Shabbat tells us that Mitzvah, but it's not Torah. Now, when one here shows us, so that's a Deen, a Mitzvah the Torah. But is Mikhail the Mitzvah for Gisabi in Lila when he
shows
us? When he's passing. So why is it when he downs? Why should it be Mikhail the Torah?
Because he's going through a text of.
No, it's not Torah, it's not Torah. Yeah. What?
When the Gemara here, the Mikra Megillah is Tamatara, I didn't know
it. Yeah.
So the Gemara here doesn't consider Mikra Megillah as being involved with Mikra Megillah. Why? Excuse me, I thought it was the same way Shema, if you're a human priest,
yeah, but there it's also discussed the Ian of Tamatara the Rabbi.
Yeah,
we studied it somebody else.
Tamatara
else.
Yes. So you see that Mikra Megillah itself isn't considered. Mikra Megillah is not considered to be Tamatara at all. So
why not? Because I'll tell you something. Another way, how could there be any Shaila? Certainly, Mikamigilah, the Gemara comes to the right conclusion. But how could there be any Shalkadaito? But there is. Mikamigilah, the Talmud Torah as well? Well, the answer is this. There's no kasha. Because in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you see, the Talmud Torah has a double aspect. First of all, it has the aspect of being constantly engaged in the study of Torah. Suppose I know, I'm not saying I know, but suppose, assume, I know a certain Mishnah very well. And I learn it 1,000 times. Even though nothing is mischadish in respect to that Mishnah, I still have a Kima Mitzvah. Even though I don't learn something new, I know it already. Of course, it's hard to conceive it, because every time you learn, you need something new. But suppose you don't learn anything new, so you still meet it. And then there is the aspect of Ishinantom, Shiyet Tivretiro, Michdod Mifiho, of elucidating, you see, the Torah, so that it should become clear in your mind. Now, let's say it's a question of Talmud Torah, something that he doesn't know, and it's Mishra Megillah. So right, insofar as the aspect of Gisa B'Yom Alayla is concerned, so he can be Mikayim, he can be Mikayim that aspect, by studying one Mishnah all his life. You see, Mishnah Yoimis. So he can be Mikayim the Mishnah Yoimis by learning the same Mishnah. Why do you have to recite a different Mishnah and not know it? So you can recite the same Mishnah and know it again. So you'll have that one aspect. But you will not have the aspect of Talmud Torah or Shizdi Utsira Mechadore Mefichot. If you spend all your life on one Mishnah, Meme Takir Rishma, how about all the Gemara in Shabbos, Neirah, and Sari? So suppose now, Kriyas Megillah, he knows already. So too, he'll have that aspect. He knows it. But he'll have the aspect of a Gisa, but you'll not have the aspect of Ishinantom, whereas if he studies something that he didn't learn as yet, so he'll have the aspect of the Shinanto. All right. What is it? Learning is also comes within passing. Yeah?
I
don't understand what you're saying.
In Megillah, in Megillah, the main Torah, Talmud Torah, there is only Mishra
Amanot Israel. Only the main. But it's Kitzvah Kedesh, I don't understand. It's Kitzvah Kedesh.
That's not as much Talmud Torah as something else.
Why not as much? Kitzvah Kedesh is the Yoshe Bechtav.
But
Kitzvah Kedesh is the Yoshe Bechtav.
Also, you have a rival. The Rambam says that all Megillahs are seemingly bottled.
First of all, the Rambam says that kol kitzvei HaKedesh are seemingly bottled chutz
Megillah. In other words, not the Torah,
because it's in any of the Tumenita, not because it's... I don't know, I mean, this is a very difficult mind of Hadal, it's a very difficult Rambam, I don't know the Pshat.
But the Rambam says on him, but what? The Rambam's question on him is, the rest of Kitzvei Kodesh have halachas in them.
That's right, so what? So what does that mean?
So the easy thing is Talmud Torah.
No. The Rambam doesn't mean that when you study, let's say, Rus, so only when you come to the Potty conversation with him in Israel that he deals with the King of Chlitin, so then you are Mikhail and Mishra Talmud Torah, and the rest of Rus not. The Rambam, there's no one will say that Kisvei HaKedesh, that Yishaya and Yirmiyah and Triyotso and Yechezkel, so only the Psukim that have certain halachas and Maise have a din of Torah and the rest do not have. Every Pesuk in Kisvei HaKedesh is a chesed of Torah Shebichtav. But whatever this man of Chazal means, so it means, I don't know what it means. But the Rambam asks, how can there be such a thing that is bottled? What it means is bottled, I don't know. But the Rambam asks, how can it be that it's bottled? How many halachas that we know from the Kisvei HaKedesh? That doesn't mean that it's not a chesed of Torah Shebichtav. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Everything is Kabbalah Yom HaShemayim. But when you say Kabbalah Yom HaShemayim, we don't mean that. The whole Torah is Kabbalah Yom HaShemayim. But when you say Kabbalah Yom HaShemayim, we mean Kabbalah Yom HaShemayim of Krishna. That's what we mean. Everything, whatever a Jew does in conformity to the Torah is Kabbalah Yom HaShemayim. But that's not what we mean. But Krishna, that means Kabbalah Yom HaShemayim of Krishna. Now, so, so the pshat is yeser meisim etir apam acheres lo bishat smisa oisim etir shashkish from the mire vafilu bitvilo pesik. Why? Why? Because zman teir olechu uzman tevil olechu. But the question is now, does will any Rishon say that in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah he must be in the matrigi of Rapshim bin Yehoyah Chaveh? And if he's not Rav Shimon HaLevi, he's just like the Rambam, like the Raive. So he's not the kind of mitzvah, he's not the kind of mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So of course, any Jew that studies Torah, no matter how little he understands, so he has a kima mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Now there is a halacha of eisik b'mitzvah, but I'm not mitzvah, so why do we say only Rav Shimon v'yichoy v'chaveirov do not have to interrupt the study of the Torah? But anyone else, the Rambam, when he's engaged in the midst of his study, so he has to interrupt. Why should the Rambam interrupt? Why should the Eisig meet the Potana meet? Oh, so we see that the Aloche of Eisig meet the Potana does not apply to Talmud Torah. If someone is engaged in any mitzvah other than Talmud Torah, so he's relieved of fulfilling any other mitzvah that's presented to us. But if somebody is engaged in the mitzvah, Talmud Torah, even though Talmud Torah can get cool, he does not become relieved of fulfilling any other mitzvah. Any other mitzvah. Now I can understand that. Why? Very simple. Because what do Talmud and Megal and Mice? Talmud Torah is cool, but what's the yichas of Talmud Torah? Because it's conducive to Mice. So then if you are Mivato, other mitzvahs because of Talmud Torah, so then it's not conducive to Maisei. Talmud Torah is going to get Kolom, but why can I get Kolom? Because it's maybe in the Maisei. But if you are Mivato, you neglect other mitzvahs that come from Torah, then it's not maybe in the Maisei. And then it's not Talmud Torah going to get Kolom. It's only Talmud Torah going to get Kolom if it's maybe in the Maisei. But if on account of Talmud Torah, you are Mivato, and Tfila, I wouldn't say Krishna, because Krishna, you have something also. So, and Ruref, and all Mitzvahs, and Achilas Mas, and all Mitzvahs, and all Mitzvahs, so how is it made with the Mitzvahs?
But that's
not why we can say Kulom, God is by itself. Alright, so we can say, of course, so since it's not going to get Kulom, when it's not conducive to Mitzvah, it's not going to get Kulom, so then it's not even on the same level as other mitzvahs. When it's Mevel the Maise, then it's on a higher level than other mitzvahs. When it's not Mevel the Maise, it's on a lower level than other mitzvahs. You see? We could understand that. That's not difficult. I wouldn't say it, but the Gemara says that if anyone not other than Simon ben Yehoi, so has to interrupt the study of the Torah in order to be Mekayim in the mitzvah in order to be Mekayim, Tvila. Now, but the question is, if the Aloch of Eitim Mitzvah, but the Mela Mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah, so what's the Yichas of Rav Shimon v'Yichoy v'Chaveir? But they have another Mitzvah besides Talmud Torah. When they study Torah, they also have the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's the same Torah for Rav Shimon v'Yichoy v'Chaveir than any other Jew. So, Manefshech.
Maybe everyone else up here has a Hagith of all, but they have the Sinan Torah.
Well, you mean to tell me that, so first of all, why shouldn't the Aloch of Eitim Mitzvah apply to Hagith, to the aspect of Hagith? That's one. And number two, you need to tell me that the Rambam was not the kind of Mitzvah of Shinam Torah, just because he was not the Madrege of Shimon v'Yichoy v'Chaveir.
Maybe the Houdini means you have to pass as much in Revolution as you
might. What? The question is what? Why must you pass as much as you might? That's the question.
That's the mitzvah.
They mean anyone who does not pass as much as a few years ago does not have a mitzvah
to
do.
No, he doesn't have a mitzvah of Mishnah, but he has a mitzvah of God.
No, so you mean no one is becoming Mishnah to do the terms of that. So when the Torah said Mishnah to do the terms of that, the Torah had in mind who? Hashem Yichol
Mayo. That's exactly for us.
Now, with the Rambam.
Okay, that was all.
From this aloche of giving onum afsikin bein lichrishme bein litzile, we can deduce that the aloche of facing the mitzvah, but the mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. To other mitzvahs, but not to Talmud Torah. But then there is a Rambam, which appears to be saying in so many words that if it applies to other mitzvahs, it certainly is more so applied to Talmud Torah. Haloche base. Hoyish mitzuge al pi yoveriv yav lo yoish. Veim eta yoish nisrael mitzuzu mitzig ben shvayesrei. So ben shneesre lechupo, so the Rambam pshat in ben shneesre means when yeimechot bishono kol rishono. So that means as soon as he's dying the yeimechot, so he's already called ben yotchet. V'chiv yishav o esrim shono lo yoish o yisho, hari zeiv yom vachim mitzasasek. Because the Gemara, Kol Shavu of Chet Shonim, not Isho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tipa Chat Meizah. So the Rakonin Rambam, it's a din, this Mevat on Mitzvah. V'imo Yoisik B'teiro, V'itorod, V'holyo Misyoren Lo Isto Isho, Kedei Shalo Yitrach, Bin Zeynes Bavu Ishtei, V'yivateil Min HaTeiro, Harim Zemuta Lo Yisai, Sho Eisik B'mitzvah, Poto Min HaMitzvah, V'yichosk B'talmato. So he says, even though he's Mechuyet, Lo Isto Isho, when he's 17, but if he's 80 Bateo, and he knows that if he gets married, he won't be able to devote himself to Torah, so then he's muter to be mivateo. I mean, to postpone. To be mivateo, he has to be choshka nafshi lagunat. Misha choshka nafshi bateo, Tommy, the shegebo kibinazai, the dog of the kalyomov, so he knows that he's showing the other of it. Alright, so why? Because 80 mitzvah, potea mina mitzvah. So he says, the coach can be done with him. So coach, in other words, because Tom Taylor can get cool. So he says, Ikalachema. If in respect to other mitzvahs, we say one who is engaged in one mitzvah is relieved of all other mitzvahs. So certainly one is engaged in Talmud Torah is relieved of all other mitzvahs. So, but what kind of coach can we see? It's not like that. We see that anyone other than the Pshimim Yechoy Lechareyo, so is Mechuyev to interrupt the start of the Torah. In order, yes?
Maybe where they don't mean more for you,
what is that?
Maybe where
they're not for you. Not to follow this, why? Only because of Eitig Mitzvah. And then, the Rambam doesn't even mention the Rosh Hashanah. When does he mention the Rosh Hashanah only in connection with the complete Bitla Mitzvah period of Rivio? So then he has to be like an Azai. That's not an ordinary Rosh Hashanah. It's a special kind of Torah Tehillim Nosei. But in order to postpone, even though Midraisa is Mechuyev to be Mekayim the Mitzvah before 20, but he can, even if it's not the Torah Tehillim Nosei, even as long as he knows that if he gets married, it will interfere with his study, so he can postpone it, even though he's Mechuyev Lechatchile Midraisa, Bitu Mitzvah of Ruchav Shonot. So why? Because of its Mitzvah for the Mitzvah, the Chol Shmita Torah, yes?
Not one mitzvah,
that's not another mitzvah. It's a large extent of time. Like, you know,
like you go to
aim, like you go to football, you also told them
that you don't have to
lose.
Maybe because
the aim
may involve, I don't need to say yes, 10 minutes or 15 minutes, but it may involve a period, a large period.
So, I'm going to say, I don't understand. I mean, if the mitzvah of If the halacha of eating mitzvah put them in a mitzvah twice at Talmud Torah, so what difference does it make whether it's a question of half an hour of Torah or it's a question of 10 years of Torah? What difference does it make?
But
the Rambam says that it's because of eating mitzvah namus. He says eating mitzvah but namus is the whole shmita mutar. So this halacha.
No, is there more moist cotton? No, you have more moist cotton.
Did that seem to have the matzah beta? None of it.
Well, I can give you an answer. The same actually, just as he is potter of Chile, so he should be potter on account of eating mitzvah namitze, so he should be potter of matzah also. But, if he interrupts the study of the Torah in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Chile, he must be mivachet on the Torah, because one cannot study Torah and daven at the same time. Because if he studies Torah, if he is absorbed in a Rambam while he doesn't, so the brother feels the bracha not all. So it's not a middle Ashkin. So when he doesn't, he has to feel that he's a middle Ashkin, he cannot be absorbed in Samara here. So the one excludes the other. But Mate, the one does not exclude the other. I can very well understand that Shimi Yehoi, while he was eating Mate, so he was becoming Mito Tamutawa as well. I know, I mean, my father was not like a Shimbin Yehoi. When my father was eating Mate, he was also becoming Tamutawa at the same time. I saw that. So you can be kind of Mr. Talmud Torah by Higurim Torah.
Let's say a thing up in Abeza, and the Bishas might come to think up in Abeza.
Yeah.
Let's say, what do you mean by
that? All right, so it's a question. Anyway, you pick up an Abeza, you can also be absorbed in learning.
That's all that.
That's in respect to other mitzvahs, but not, which cannot be realized by thought. But Talmud Torah can be fulfilled by thought. Gemara in Beisot in Daf Tet. Ozu Ashkechinu, certain Ameiret. Ozu Ashkechinu dikorom ekroi adore. Daf Tet on Medalas, the rest of the line. Ksiv palis magil drakwecho, vichol drakwecho yikeni. Uchsiv eir achayim pen defalis. So this seems to present a contradiction. Because palis magal raglecho means you have to balance the mitzvah. Palis magal raglecho. To balance them. Not too much of one and very little of the other. But you have to balance the mitzvah properly. Sometimes you have to leave one because of the other. Uchsiv erachayim pentifalis. In other words, mashma kol mitzvah shebtov liotra asei iso. Ben deno vein tano valti taniyach. There is no preference. So it is clear. So the Gemara says, "Loikash, kam b'mitzvah she'ef shel משמע, כל מצווה שבטוב להיות רעשה איסו, בין די לובי קטנו ואותי, תניח, קטנו מפני עלינו. There is no preference. There is no preference. So it is still. So the Gemara says, Loikash, כאן במצווה שאפשר לעשה איסו על די אחרים. כאן במצווה שאפשר לעשה איסו על די אחרים. So that's one, Kash. Then הודו יעצו יקום מבויר. כסיב יקורו ימתני, וכל חפצי הכל יישבו בו. הוכף תשמיים יישבו בו. In other words, Torah is more precious than any other valuable thing. But it's not more precious than mitzvah, than chesed shamayim. Only than secular things. More precious than secular things, but not more precious than mitzvah. Uchsiv kol chaseitim lo yishu bo, da'afilu chesed shamayim lo yishu bo. The Torah is more precious even than mitzvah. So it's a stirah. So lo ikashe, kam b'mitzvah she'efsheh, la'asei sal de'acherim, kam b'mitzvah she'efsheh la'asei sal de'acherim. So if it's a question of a conflict between the study of Torah and some other mitzvah that can be fulfilled just as well by somebody else, so then he should not interrupt the study of Torah. Let it be fulfilled by someone else. But if it is that kind of mitzvah which cannot be fulfilled by someone else, so only by me, so then I must interrupt the study of Torah. So, the posik of Hikori Mitnini, the whole Hafotechol Yishubo, Hochet Shemayim, Yishubo has reference to a case where it's Yefshel Laseisal Deacher. So then, the mitzvah is just as important and even more important. So he must interrupt the study of Torah. But, in the posik of Kol Hachetim Yishubo, Torah is more precious than any mitzvah. That's reference to the case where the other mitzvah that seems to be in conflict with it is not really in conflict when it can be realized by somebody else, or let somebody else do it. Why do I have to do it and interrupt the study of the Torah? Alright, so what does that mean? So here we have a Gzeirat HaKotzer. So the Gzeirat HaKotzer says that the aloche of basic mitzvah applies to Torah or not. What does the Gzeirat HaKotzer mean? It does not apply. Because if it applied, so then he wouldn't have to interrupt the study of Torah, even though the other mitzvah cannot be fulfilled by someone else. The fact that he does not have to interrupt the study of Torah and it can be fulfilled by someone else, so that means there is no conflict at all between one and the other. It's actually coming there. As I said, but if there is a conflict, so the halacha is of Gzeirat HaKotzer of these, he called him with Nini Michol Chavotzechol in Yishubo, Hochefti Shemayim Yishubo. That's the Zakot. I must interrupt the study of Torah because on account of any other mitzvah. Even in Mitzvah Rabbah, I must interrupt the study of Torah on account of it. So it's a Zakotu. So it's a Zakotu that the halacha of Eitzig Mitzvah Potom HaMitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. To other mitzvahs, yes. Talmud Torah not. Then you ask, why not? But Talmud Torah can I get Golom? So it's a Gzeirat HaKotzer. Hol Chafetzechol Yishubo. Hol Chafetzechol Yishubo. Hol Chafetzechol Yishubo. It's a Gzeirat HaKotzer. Not because if you interrupt, then it's not conducive to my... That's not so. By not interrupting once, it might be conducive to my saying the wrong word. I just mentioned that as a possible answer. But it's not so, you see. So, but it's a Gzeirat HaKotzer. It's a Gzeirat HaKotzer. Now, So the question arises, if there's a Gzeirat HaKotzer that Eisig B'Talmud Torah is not Potter of other mitzvahs, so why Rav Shimon HaChayyoy Choyer Chaver of Yes? And why does the Rambam say that Nafshei Choseh Bateiro, so then he can be postponed, and he's like Ben Azai, so he can be mivatled completely, and that too we have to understand. Why that Madrigal of Ben Azai? What is it? What? To postpone it, he doesn't have to be in the Madrigal of Ben Azai. If he's just engaged in the study of Torah, and he feels that he once he gets married, it will disturb him in the study. But in order to be mivatled completely, he has to be dafkin the madrigal of Ben Azai. Madrigal of Ben Azai, that's probably the same kind of madrigal as Rav Shimon Yechoy Chaveyo. The only reason as to why we mention Ben Azai in connection with Pir Yevalivio is because the fact was that Ben Azai didn't get married. But, and we mention Rav Shimon Yechoy because the fact was that Rav Shimon Yechoy did not interrupt the study of the Torah in order to that. But it's the same kind of madrigal, Ben Azai and Rav Shimon Ben Yechoy, the Chaveiro. So the question is, why, what's the yichetz?
We vet Madrege. So the answer is as follows. The Rizik there's a cost of Holocha for Sechol Yishuvo. Hochas to Shemayim Yishuvo. But we have two Gzeres HaKotz, and it's not one din. And if we had just one drosha, so we wouldn't know how to apply it. No, in the final analysis, it's two din. First of all, there is a loche, Eisig B'mitzvah. What does Eisig B'mitzvah mean? Eisig B'mitzvah means when a person is actively engaged in the mitzvah. Actively engaged. In the Maisa Mitzvah, or as Rashi says in Sukkah, even the Hechsher, but while he is in the course of the performance of the mitzvah, actively engaged in the performance of the mitzvah. Then there is a loche of chosn. Of chosn. Chosn is not actively engaged. He doesn't do anything. He just told. He's preoccupied. And sometimes he can have one who is actively engaged. He's not preoccupied in his mind at all. I imagine that most people, when they eat matzah, Pesach night, they are actively engaged in eating, but their minds are not preoccupied. So it's not taught. Chosn is not actively engaged in a mitzvah, but at the same time, he's taught. You see that the Gemara had the haram in it, that Tovot Notabay Yam should also be potter. So there, it's certainly not mitzvah. Just because he's upset, he's worried, he's perplexed, he's taught. So the Gemara answers, Chosn killed your shoes. So that what he just told, the fact that he's upset, he's preoccupied, doesn't believe what mitzvah. But if he's preoccupied because of a mitzvah, so then he's potter, even though he's not actively engaged in the performance of the mitzvah. And then there is a halacha that if one is actively engaged in the performance of the mitzvah, so he's potter of other mitzvahs, even though he's not those. One can be actively engaged, and he's not told. So, the Gzeres HaKosu of Chol Chavetzecho Yishuvo, Chol Chavetzecho Yishuvo, Yishuvo, it relates to the posik of Bishiftecho Bivisecho, Prat Lo Yisig Bimitzvah. It does not relate to the posik of Lechtecho Baderech Patlach. In other words, the Aloche of Tohut, if it applies to all mitzvahs, it certainly applies to Talmud Torah. It's a Aloche, we call it Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah can I get cool on? And how, with what mitzvah can one be mostly told than with Talmud Torah? Can one be as told with any other mitzvah than with Talmud Torah? Because that, the absorption in Talmud Torah is much more than the absorption and the concentration that is required in any other mitzvah. And apart from that, the fact that Talmud Torah can get kulam. So the Ptur of Torah, so applies to Talmud Torah just as much, if not more, as it does to other mitzvahs. But we have Gzeres HaKosu, Chol Chavetzecho Yishuvo, Chol Chavetzecho Shemayim Yishuvo. That relates to the Gzeres HaKosu of Bishivtecho 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 Bishivtecho. We're told he is not. He's just actively engaged. Just actively engaged. That doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Now, someone might be actively engaged in Talmud Torah, but not be told. Now, sometimes I see yeshiva students sitting in the Bishma Bresh and throwing guitars, and even arguing and screaming one at another, going out one another, the same time they're chewing gum. So what is the joke? They're not told. Because if they had been told, they wouldn't be able to chew gum while they are told in Torah. So that you can be actively engaged, but you're not told. But the fact that you are told doesn't mean, the fact that you are not fully absorbed in Torah doesn't mean you have no kima mitzvah. And if someone studies Gemara, he's not fully absorbed to the utmost capacity of his. But he knows what he's saying, he's learning. He's the kind of mitzvah, but he's not told. He's not told. He's not told. So this is the reason as to why. As to why all other Jews, other than Rav Shimon Yochai v'Chaverov, are not supposed, they are supposed to interrupt the study of the Torah, even while they are actively engaged. Because that's not the degree of Torah that is commensurate with Talmud Torah. They might be very Torah, but it's not the degree of Torah that is commensurate with Talmud Torah. What degree of thought is commensurate with Talmud Torah? If somebody is as absorbed in learning as Rav Shimon Yochai v'Chaverov, if someone is as absorbed in learning as Rav Ben Achan, but all others, so if
They are engaged in one mitzvah, machlas matzo. They are potter of performing another mitzvah. Even though they're not old, they feel very relaxed when they eat mass. They are potter. They are potter. Because of the aloche of b'shivtecho b'visecho, prat leitzik b'mitzvah. But someone is engaged, actively engaged in the study of Torah. Study of Torah, he's not potter. Because it feels a kosu. Ho ha-tzecho l'yishubo. Ho ha-tzishamayim yishubo. But if he's a chimi or a chaveiro, then the tour of the lechtech of aderech prat lechos is presented. And then that aloche, the aloche of the lechtech of aderech prat lechos applies to Talmud Torah just as much, if not more. Because actually, both dinim of eating the mitzvah should apply to Talmud Torah, because we're going to explore. Why doesn't it apply to the din of eating the mitzvah, Talmud? So why doesn't the aloche of shifter mitzvah part of the mitzvah apply to Talmud Torah? Because that there's a kotov. That there's a kotov relates only to the p'tur of the shifter of the mitzvah. It does not relate to the p'tur of lacht of adelach of lachot. So that's why, in order to postpone the mitzvah of period of Riviyah, so it is not necessary to have that degree of Torah like the Nath. So anyone who is interested in studying Torah, and who feels that if he gets married, so at 17, so he will not be able to study Torah, so it's considered enough of it all to postpone it. But it's not enough of it all to be mivaklet complete.
Why, are there two halachos in Torah?
All degrees of Torah. All degrees of Torah. There are all degrees in passing. There are no degrees in form. One form, either it forms or it doesn't form. Well, there are all kinds of degrees of passing.
There are, I always thought it was the other one.
No. So in that your point. In that your point.
There's one degree of passing and
no.
There are 90
degrees. No. It's just the other way. There are no degrees in flunking. You flunk and that's all. Why you don't flunk? But there are all kinds of degrees in passing.
Why do you mean different degrees in passing? If you pass, you pass.
If one thing I can understand, you have to see how far you are from passing. But if you pass, you pass. So that's how God created the world. There's all kinds of degrees in passing. All right. Mikanoho. So it's two. So the Gemara says, I'm a chodke derech, ma derech ishut, afo ishut. So the Gemara says, mi lo yaskinon, because lo yaskinon, v'afilo acham rachmon elikre. So can't we deal with the case, can the posik have referenced the case where is heilich ma derech with lam mitzvah, and still the Torah says, v'ibadabo. So how can we darshan that if somebody is heilich with lam mitzvah, that is potter. So the Gemara says, "In kein lichter rachmona b'shevet." Is the Torah meant that anyone walking on the road is mechuyev to say Krishna, even if he goes with Ram Mitzvah? So he could say b'shevet u'v'leches. My b'shivticho u'v'lechticho. B'shevet zidoch u'v'leches zidoch. Who dim chayves? Then he's mechuyev. Hod mitzvah, but if he's heilich on account of a mitzvah, ipters is potter. So the Gemara says, so yev aloch. Or b'lechtecho b'aderech prat lechosn. So why Kenes is Almono is also? He is also mitzvah. Also mitzvah. So the Moran says, I told it, why I told? If it's Kenes Lapsuro, so he's told. If he's Kenes Almono, he's not told. Why? Because there is no Ptur of the Shifter of the Pesach. He's completely passive. It's only the Ptur of told, the fact that he's upset. He's told. So Kenes is Lapsuro, he's told. But Kenes is Almono, he's not told. If it's just a tour of Tirde, so anyone whose boat was drowned should also be brought up. So the Gemara says, perhaps so. So you can see from the Gemara, the Gemara had this al-Kedaitoch, that it certainly has nothing to do with being engaged in a mitzvah, just the fact that he's told. אַх, ווי גייט נאָך נאָמע, אַלע מאָמע רבא בערב זאַב די מאָמע, אויב הוא חי בכל מיט צו מורל בטייער, חוץ נאַפיון, שיינע נאָ בן פייער, שיינע מאַפיי חוכב שלחו, נאָ אפקאָט, יקודן צוויי די ביגער טאָט.
no one, we couldn't conceive anyone being more upset than the novel. Than the novel. And still, the novel being rich especially. And still, it's high momentous. So we see that Theodore is no up to. And Morris says, oh, some Tory Theodore de Mitre. Oh, Tory Theodore de Richou. No, the Mitre is a villain. But being nervous is not part of the Mitre. It's a fact that the novel is nervous. But what? No, that's not part of the Mitre. If it is true that one who is, if he is a very decent person, so he can't help but be excited and upset. If a person is a novel and he's able to maintain his equanimity of mind, so he's probably not such a noble person. But that's because of psychological reasons. But Alpidin, there is no reason for him to be excited, to be upset, to be nervous.
If he's not excited, does he have to put out the villain?
What?
If he's not excited, does he have to...
No, but it's not... No, film is not because... The tour of film is not because of Tarot. It's because... It's special to the Takotuf, and as Rashi explained it, I'll make him go for calling. The thesis explains it. Why do we have to resort to that? All right, but according to the thesis, it's a tour of the English. It depends upon the Shemot, whether he's excited or not excited. You see, but there is no meat in being excited. He is excited. But there is no meat in being excited, yes? What? No, you see, but Talmud Torah, when he's told, so he's told because of the mitzvah. And no, when he's told, he's not told because of the mitzvah. He's told because psychologically he's told, not the mitzvah. And one who does not know of any mitzvah, and a goy, if he mourns after his father, so he's also nervous, just as nervous. It has nothing to do with mitzvah. It's a fact. But I'm told when you are told because of the mitzvah. This is the cause of it. What? He does not, what he means. If he's unable to fulfill the mitzvah, then he's an oro, so he don't need any other story. But he might be told, but he can do it. It's hard. He's under tension, but he can do it. You see?
But can this upset the category of
honor? No! Honor means if he's unable to do it, but if he can do it, even though it's hard for him, it's not an honor. Alright. Awesome, Tori, to the Nietzsche. Okay, Tori, to the issue. Now, here, a difficult few lines. Now, from Rashi it appears, that he's not guilty. Famu Bishamai, Haumi Boyle, Prat Lishluchem Mitzvah, he's not guilty. In other words, according to Rashi's Girse, this is to be stricken out. Hoche Tori, Tori the Mitzvah. So, who says all that? Bishamai, right? Now, the question is, why do we be sealed? How can be sealed Darsh? How can be sealed deduce? Now comes to be sealed according to Rashi's Girse. From Bishamai until Pratul Shluchi Mitzvah, inclusive, is to be stricken out, according to Rashi's Girse. So the question is, how can Bishamai deduce from the Lech Techov HaDerech that it does not have to be recited in any special position, in any position, the Lech Techov HaDerech, but that posik is needed in order to be informed that Eisig ben Mitzvah is poter, min HaMitzvah, and that Chosn is poter. So it cannot be applied to the Haloche that Kriya Shema can be recited in any position. So we see, well, that's the Kasha of the Gemara. How can the Darshan from the Posik who will have to go out there, this Aloche, that Kirikidarke? No! This Posik is needed for some other Roshe. For eating the meat that is potter, that hot is potter. So Amre, we see Amre, the Gemara Seratis. Mi Melech Maminon, that he will be there, Namiko. True! From the Lechtor Baderech, he agrees with all the Roshes of the Shammai. That's well established, these Roshes. Bishiftechov v'sechov prat leisig v'mitzvah, b'lech techov v'derech, prat lechos. So you know, but then you ask, so how does Bishil know that Krishma can be recited in any manner? But we do not even have to resort to a drosh. From the Pshutei Shel Mikro, we can
we can infer that. Because what does the Torah say? Belechtach v'aderech, you have to read Krishna. Belechtach v'aderech. So what does it mean, belechtach v'aderech? It means belechtach v'aderech. All right, belechtach v'aderech. But he's walking. How can one walk and lie at the same time? So we see that Krishna can be recited in any position. So Rashi is not there to be Shammai. How important Rashi is. Now, the Mashal, so he cites the Yalkut. He cites the Yalkut. And there, the gear of the Yalkut like this. Hosom Torah to the Mitzvah, Hosom Torah to the Rishus. So, Ubisilel, so the question is, Ubisilel, how can Bisilel dash? How can Bisilel dash? This aloha, this can be recited from the left of the derech. This aloha is that Krishna can be recited in any position. But, with, this has to be applied to some other thing. To some other thing, that Shliach Mitzvah is potter. That Eitri Mitzvah is potter. So the Gemara answers, Ksi v'shiftecho v'visecho. Bilechtecho bat derech lomali. Bilechtecho bat derech lomali. Now, what I said would not harmonize with this girsa of the Mashal. You see what I said. So, because then, according to Bisilel, but it will in the end, you see. Now, so far it will not harmonize. Because, so this is what Bisilel said, true, that we cannot darshan from the posik of Bishiftech of Bisilel. We cannot darshan that Krishna can be recited in any position, because that is needed for some other thing. Namely, the din of a mitzvah, but a mitzvah. But the posik says also the lechtach v'aderech. So true. The b'shivtecho b'visecho is not a purpose. That is needed in order to be taught the halacha of a mitzvah. But why does the Torah have to say the lechtach v'aderech? That seems to be superfluous. So what is the answer? What is the purpose of this girl's hakos lechtach v'aderech to teach us that many positions. So then the Gemara says u'bishamay. So the question is, how will Bishamai dispose of Bishilel's argument? Bishilel's argument? So then, the Gemara says, how will we boil a Prato Shluche Mitzvah? Prato Shluche Mitzvah. In other words, that we need this posik of Lechtecho Baderech to teach us that the Shliach Mitzvah is Potter. What does it mean, Shliach Mitzvah? It doesn't mean Shliach Mitzvah. Shliach mitzvah means, you see, according, one who is taught, you see, but according to that girsah, so we'll have to reject what Rashi says in Sukkah. What does Rashi say in Sukkah? Rashi says in Sukkah, b'shivtecho b'secho has reference to one who is actively engaged in the maisa mitzvah itself, or if he's walking to perform the mitzvah. In other words, in the hechsher of the mitzvah. Actively engaged in the hechsher of the mitzvah. But Chosmi, he is neither engaged in the maisa mitzvah, nor is he actively engaged in the hechsher of the mitzvah. He is just upset. So that we wouldn't know that he's potter. For that, we need the posik of Lechtach v'aderech, that even one who is completely passive, as long as he's upset on account of the mitzvah, so he is potter. So he's potter. So then it would follow, but according to this girsa, Ubishamai Ahum Boile Pratish Luchemitze. What does it mean Ahum Boile Shemitze? If we had the posik of Bishiftecho B'Visecho Prach Loisig Mitzvah, we would only know that who is Potter? Only one who is actively engaged in the Maisa Mitzvah itself. One who is engaged in the eating of Maseh. One who is engaged in listening to Shofra, in listening to the Megillah. But one who is walking to hear the Megillah. One who is walking to Shul to hear the Shofra. Even though he's also actively engaged, that I wouldn't know that he's potter. So in other words, according to this guilt of the Marshal, it follows that Bishivtecho v'Visecho covers only what case? One who is actively engaged in the Maisa Mitzvah itself. It does not cover one who is actively engaged in the Hechsher of the Mitzvah. Chashei Suke says that Bishivtecho v'Visecho covers both. One who is actively engaged in the Maisa Mitzvah itself, as well as one who is engaged who is actively engaged in the Hechsher to the Mitzvah. It's because Rashi is Shitotzei, because Rashi isn't getting the whole thing. But according to this, he'll say, so the same Aloha would apply. The same Aloha would apply, except there will be modification of these two principles. Whereas, according to Rashi, Shal B'Shivtecho V'Visecho, Pratlois Mitzvah covers anyone who is actively engaged, whether he's actively engaged in Maisa Mitzvah itself, or actively engaged in the Hechsher to the Mitzvah, and the last of Adela Patochotzen covers one who is just taught, even though he's petty. So according to this girte, b'shiftechol v'sechol covers one who is actively engaged in the Maisa Mitzvah itself. It does not cover anyone who is not actively engaged in the Maisa Mitzvah itself. But, so for that, we need a particular act of Maderech Zechosen to cover anyone who is taught. Whether he's taught and is actively engaged in the Hechsher, or he's taught and he's completely passive, it doesn't make any difference. You see, the Nachkimina would be between these two girdes in connection with someone who is actively engaged in the Hechsher, not in the Maisal Mitzvah, but upset he is not. He's fully relaxed. So then, according to Rashi, even though upset he is not, he's not taught, he's just actively engaged in the Hechsher, so he's potter even though he's not at all. Even though he's not at all. According to this girdes of the Marshal, when is he potter, even though he's not a Torah, if he's actively engaged in the Maisa Mitzvah itself? But if he's not actively engaged in the Maisa Mitzvah itself, only actively engaged in the Hechsher, it doesn't mean anything. So then it depends, is he Torah or not? If he's Torah, so he doesn't even have to be actively engaged at all. Not even in the Hechsher. Just completely passive, as long as he's Torah. And if he's not Torah, so in spite of the fact that he's actively engaged in the Hechsher of the Mitzvah, but he's not actively engaged in the Maisa Mitzvah itself, he's not what? Alright, so Bishamai, so the question is, again, Bishamai, how can they say that it has to be in a certain position, but there is the Potik of Lechtach Laderach, which seems to be superfluous, so couldn't we deduce from this apparently superfluous expression that Krishna can be recited in any position? So Bishamai say, no, that's not superfluous either. Because the Potik of Bishifta Visecho, we only know someone who is actively engaged in the Maisa Mitzvah. But Shriach Mitzvah means one who is walking in order to be Mikhaim. He's not actively engaged in the Maisa Mitzvah itself. He's only told in the Mitzvah. So I wouldn't know that he's Potter. So because of that Potik, we know that he's Potter. So in other words, I cannot apply it to the Deen that Krishna can be recited in any position. So the question is Bishilel, but Bishilel also agree that there are two processes, one Patalistic in the Mitzvah, having reference to one who is actively engaged in Maisa Mitzvah, and then Rasta Dara Patalistic to Ishliach Mitzvah, who is not actively engaged in Maisa Mitzvah, just told. So, Amre Mimeirish Maminon, that Filo Biterech, Namikore. Alright, now, the Bach, the Bach says like this: "Will be still amre, we may wish my inon, that we derech namikore, tell the same on the chutz. Shvor machirim, will be still el hoxi, be shiftach of visecho, vilechtach of a derech lomali, lechtach of a derech lomali, shmamino, that we derech namikore." Now, according to the Bach Girse, it will turn out that according to Bishil, there is only one din of Hittig and Mitzvah, according to the Bach Girse. And that is the din that is deduced from Bishiftech of Bishil. Lechtach Baderech, from Lechtach Baderech, we do not deduce that Chosn is Potter. But, of course, Chosn is Potter, so that too is deduced from Bishiftech of Bishil. So then, what the Aloha told, there is only one din. According to what I said would not harmonize with the Bach Girse. You see, because I said that there are two halachas. One halacha of that one who is actively engaged in the Maisa Mitzvah, on the Hechsher of the Mitzvah, is potter even though he's not upset, he's not told, he's not preoccupied. And another halacha that one, even though he's passive, but he's preoccupied, he's upset on account of the Mitzvah, he's potter. According to the Bach Girse, so Bishamai really darshan two halachas. But we don't pass like Bishamai. So Bishilel say, Hoksi Bishivtro Bishach, Lechta Maderech Lomali. Shmamino, Dafu Bderech Mamiko. But how about Lechta Maderech Chatel Chosnus, Afar Lekon to Bishilel? We don't need to Psukim. We can deduce the Aloha of Chosn from Bishivtro Bishach. And what does Chosn mean? Not exactly engaged, just told. So we only have the Aloha of told. So we only have the Din of told. We don't have any other Aloha. All right. That's what.
How do you know that Bishilel can keep the halacha of Chosn?
What?
How do we know the face?
Because the Gemara in Sukkah, I mean, mentions the aloche that chosni spotted. Chosni spotted. And the Mishnah in Broches says it's chosni spotted. And that's well established. No, no one argues over it. But according to Bissilel, it's all deduced from the one pasuk of the Shifteh of the Vitek. Now, Tesis in Sukkah Daf Kofei, it doesn't make any difference. Tesis in Sukkah Daf Kofei mentions a different deal. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, Lidine. Except that in the according to other Gilse, so instead of the text reading, Lechiditanya, the Shifteh of the Vitek of Prat Leisig Mitzvah, Uvelechtech of Adereh, Prat Lechosim, so it's just the reverse. Lechiditanya. Ketanya, b'shiftecho b'visecho, b'shiftecho b'visecho, e prat v'chosn, uvelechtecho b'aderech, prat leisit mit. Teisvet in suke d'afote. But, it's not a kemine. The same, whatever is true according to this girl say is also true according to the other girl say, yes? What?
According to the Marshal of Yerza,
yeah. Don't you have to say that Bishilah is in your question? Bishilah doesn't say it, the Gemara discusses it. Bishilah doesn't say it. This is the Gemara says that. Explain it to Bishilah and Bishilah. But then the Gemara says that Bishilah Amram and Melech Shmaino. Yes, sir.
According to the Marshal,
the Shluchem Mitzvah is in Ophtoris, not about Bishilah. What? Shluchem Mitzvah, call the Marshal
Ophtoris, yes. So it turns out we have observed the cause of this Talmud
Torah doesn't apply to Walter Gunnisla, but so if it turned out that
somebody
is going
to
hear
Torah, then you would be
Fatim in
the Mitzvah, but someone who's learning it wouldn't.
If in Talmud Torah, and you see, because the aloha of Torah, so in connection to Talmud Torah, so the Torah of Talmud Torah is a special kind of Torah. It's a Torah that is commensurate with that degree of absorption that is required for Torah. Mitzvah, eating matter doesn't require any great degree of absorption. But Talmud Torah requires the greatest degree of absorption. So when is there the tour of Torah in Talmud Torah? Only like Rav Shimon Yochai
v'Chaveiro, you see. No, but I'm saying, if he's going to hear Torah, that's the din of Torah, right?
Yeah, fine. But it couldn't be when he goes to hear Torah, it couldn't be more Torah than when he's actively engaged in listening to Torah. So he is the degree.
But going to your Torah is the same kind of Torah of going to do anything.
Yes. But in order to be considered a Torah in Talmud Torah, he must manifest a degree of theater of absorption and preoccupation that is commensurate to Talmud Torah. You see. Now let's say someone who is not like Rav Shimon Yochai v'Chaveiro. Couldn't he be absorbed? I'm also absorbed when I don't understand something. But it's not a degree of absorption that is commensurate with Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah requires a greater degree of absorption. So in respect to other mitzvahs, even a lesser degree of absorption comes within the concept of Torah. But in respect to Talmud Torah, a lesser degree of absorption. Because what do you mean doesn't require? But the purpose of going to the Torah is to hear the Torah and to be absorbed in the Torah. So he could not be put more in why he goes to listen to Torah than when he's actively engaged in listening to Torah. Alright. Tunaba. The ceiling, the ceiling, the main the carrying, the age we carrying, the motive we carrying, the hymn that we carrying, the last we carrying. ומה יצא ברבי שמואל ורבי אדם נזריה שהם יסומים במוקמך ואוי רבי שמואל מוטר רבי אדם נזריה זוק כאילו שהקיע הזמן שלי השמה היתו רבי לזר וזוק אף רבי שמואל so רבי אדם נזריה was not in an applied position originally now he was originally in an applied position רבי שמואל was not, he was in an inclined position כאילו שהקיע הזמן שרישמה so היתו רבי לזר that was the קרישמה of Lilo so רבי לזר inclined in order to conform to the divrei b'shamay, v'zok av Rabbi Shmuel. Omer li Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah l'Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmuel achi, em shlecha moshel, ma'at rad eme, moshel echad she'emer leis konchom igudu. Omer lehem, yiyeh k'neged ha'mashchisim, afkach, so as long as he was not advised to take a shave, so then, No, I'm sorry. Yes, it's called Chomigud, I'm sorry.
Skol Chomi Gudel, in other words, he had a nice beard. So before he was complimented for his beard, so he didn't decide to take a shave. But once he was complimented for his beard, so he said, yeah, can I get on a shrisim? So he decided to take a shave. Afkach, ato, kolz man shani zoku, ato mud, achtuf kishani yetisi, ato the kasto. In plain, mame washin, so it would be yudulas. That's what it means. Anyway, ani yosisi kidiru ebisirel. Ato, ato, sisi, ato, sisi kidiru ebishamai. So Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Nazarie, I try to conform to the ebisirel. And ato try to conform to the ebishamai. So, hey, the Rosh Hashanah Yiru told me, the Yizbi wa aloha lidei reis. My Lord, the Chitain ebisirel name. Isli motin, hane miladim motev osa miikoi. Ah, aloha kivin dat ashte havi zokuf. The Ashte Mute, so the question is why did he have Amresh Mamino Kibishama Israel? Shemo Yira Talmid Yikwa Allah Hadeles. Why did he reprimand him? After all, he had no reason, it seemed that he had no reason to reprimand him. Rabbi Shmuel agreed with Bishil. So what did Bishil say? That you can fulfill the mitzvah of Krish Mishalailo even though you are in an upright position. But Bishil agreed that if somebody he's in an inclined position, he can still fulfill. So why did he care that Rabbi Ben Azarie assumed an inclined position? Why did he care? The answer is, if Rabbi Ben Azarie had been all the time from the outset in an inclined position, then he wouldn't have made an issue. But he couldn't make according to the show. But he was Rabbi Ben Azarie originally in an upright position. Then he assumed an inclined position. So in other words, he demonstrated that our halacha is that we have to deport ourselves like Bishamai. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's against the deen. So that's why he protested. That's why he reprimanded him. Shemigir ha-talmidim v'yigbu ha-alocha l'deiris. V'yigbu ha-alocha l'deiris. Because Rabbi Leza ben Azarie's demeanor in assuming an inclined position while he was having an upright position amounted to a psak alocha. After all, does it make any difference whether one passes verbally or one passes through the mirror? Because anyone who sees that Rabbi Ben Azarie, even though he was originally in an upright position, so he assumes an inclined position in order to recite a Krish Mishalailo, will understand that this is the Pesach Halacha according to Rabbi Ben Azarie. He did it now in the presence of others. If he did it in behind closed doors, it wouldn't be a psak halacha. But he didn't do it in behind closed doors. So it amounts to a psak halacha. That's why he said, Shemu yira talmidim v'yikru halacha l'reis. And then, that this is the reason as to why he said, Kedai o yis halacha ba'atzmecho. If Reb Tarfon did it behind closed doors, so he wouldn't say Kedai o yis halacha ba'atzmecho. But he didn't do it behind closed doors. You see that they were listing around. So apart from this team, besides this team, there are the other people. As far as this market doesn't make any difference, they don't treat Krishna anyway. So, what is that? What? Why? Why do the others carry it? No. You know quite well that when hoodlums attack you, so even though you are also people, so still you get hurt. You see. Alright. So. Why Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel went to the... Because Aloche is like the Silel. The Baskel establishes Aloche like the Silel. So then, when he assumes an inclined position in the presence of people, the people, so it amounts to Pesach Aloche. Pesach Aloche against the Deen. What did he say? What did he say? On the contrary, to show that Aloche is to be Silel. To pass him according to the Deen. Just because he made a gesture whereby anyone could infer that Allah is like Bishayim. So he tried to refute this opinion to demonstrate that Allah is Bishayim by assuming an upright position. Alright. Tony, have you heard Kalosa Kidu Bishamai? Tony, have you heard Kalosa Kidu Bishamai? Oh, Kidu Bishayim. Oh, if somebody deports himself like Bishamai, so it's alright. If he deports himself like Bishamai, It's still all right. Now, what do we see? How does the Apresco hold? Does the Dini like Bisham or like Bisila? No. No, no. He holds that the Dini like Bisila. The Basco established that the Dini like Bisila. Yes, sir. No, but what does it matter that if one deports himself like Bishamai? Because according to the Dini, so far as the mitzvah of Krishna is concerned, insofar as the mitzvah of Krishna is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether he is in an upright position or inclined position. According to the Sila, it can be fulfilled in any position, you see. So, according to Bishamai, if one recites Krishna in an upright position, it's not the kind of mitzvah. But according to the Sila, it doesn't matter in what position he recites Krishna. So, in view of the fact that he passed by the Sila, so therefore, also can be with the Sila also, and also can be Shaman also, so it doesn't matter, it doesn't do any harm.
But it's not that you can stand, you can lie down, and Shabbat, you don't like Bishama.
All right, 1 second. Yeah, because insofar as the mitzvah of Krishna is concerned, does it matter? So he made a demonstration that is contrary to the Deen. But insofar as the act of Krishna is concerned, he has a perfect kiyum, you see. Now, this is only, that can only be an avere from the point of view of paskening Yishayle against the Deen. But from the point of view of the kiyum of Krishna, so it doesn't make any difference whether he's in a upright position or in an inclined position. Rav Yosef Omar, also get to the Shammai, also the Krishna. So in other words, he's not mekayim the mitzvah of Krishna. Itnam, mishon yoreish yorubi b'suk, v'sholchon yibisach habayit, b'shammai peislu yom p'silu ma'asir. Omar hem b'silu b'shammai, ma'ite shohu chuzik n'b'shammai zik n'b'silu yor levakir, chabi yechen men acharamis. Motzu shohu yoreish yorubi b'suk, v'sholchon yibisach habayit. So neither I say, everybody agrees that he's Mekayim the mitzvah. He's Yireish Yerube, he's Yisuk. But neither Abonon, so Bishamai say that he's not Mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Because of Ixere, Shemo Yimshech, Shemashuch. When Bishilel, they say, they disregard this Ixere. So, Omri Bishil Bishamai Shoch, Zikim Bishamai Zikim Bishil Vakar, from Yireich Mecharanis. But two show your issue with the Sukhish on the Sahabite, the Ramulikum, Omalahem. So we see that it's all, so that they all acquiesced in this kind of Achila Bisuko, Omalahem, Misham Raye, Athem Omalay. In other words, the Bishamai said to the Hakma Bisilel, In Kenyon Yisan, Loikiam to Mitsuko, Miyamecho. So in other words, what does the Bisham, does the Zikta Bishamai say? What did the Zikta Bishamai say? The Zikta Bishamai said that if he does it the Eved, so he's not Mikayim the mitzvah. So here too, just as performing the mitzvah suke in accordance with Bishilel, I'll leave it to Bishamai. Is no kima mitzvah. So also the performance of mitzvah krishme in accordance with Bishamai, Alibir Bishilo, is no kima mitzvah. But the question that all the Rishonim raise is, how can we compare one with another? In the case of Misho Yoreshi Verube Bisuke, Misho Chone Bisich Habayis, so Bishamai is Peislin and Bishilo Machshirin, so Bishamai is the Machmir. Bishamai is the Machmir. So naturally, If one sits in the sukkah in accordance with Bishilel, so according to Bishamai's view, he did not sit in sukkah properly. So he has no kima mitzvah. So you can understand. But what? Why? How does that show that in the case of one who recites Krishna in an inclined Krishna shalayro in an inclined position, now with Bishilel is not the kind of mitzvah? Why not? They are with Bishai according to Bishamai. If Shulchan is a So there's a Xere. So he did not realize the mitzvah properly. But here, when, according to Bishilel, can be recited in any position. So why Alibi to Bishilel doesn't he ever came on it? That's the question that all the Rishonim ask. So what the Teretz is in Tisvet? What the Teretz? So the Teretz is as follows. True, that they are Bishamai is a Machmiah. But Bishamai agrees that Midirai is good, even though the Shulchan is a Rabbi. As long as Rishon is a Rubi is a Hasukim. So the only reason is why Bishamai says it's no good is because of Xera. Shemoyim Shechachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach
Tachone B'Sich HaBayis, so he has not fulfilled the Rabbonon. But for the Kiyamta Mitzvah Tzuke Meyomero doesn't imply he hasn't fulfilled the Rabbonon. He hasn't fulfilled even the Reis. Why not the Reinze? But if Shammai agree that insofar as the Chiyuv the Reinze is concerned, there is no aloha that the Shulchan must be necessary. That's only Xere. Still, Bishamai say, the Chacham Bishamai said to him, but Yamta Mishukam Yamecho, what does that prove? That shows that he, inasmuch as he did not conform to the Lakonas, Chachomim, Bimezit, as he did not conform to the Lakonas, Chachomim, Bimezit, so the Chachomim were Eikir, that the right. So therefore, so that means when someone does not conform to the Aloche, Bimezit, he does not conform. He refuses to conform to the Aloche, so the Chachomim are Eikir, the Mitzvah, even though Mitzvah is a good kill. So here too, insofar as the mitzvah of Krishna itself is concerned. Krishna as such is concerned. So he can have the kiyum midrash and midrabbah in any position. But it is an avere to openly, in the presence of other people, for a Tom Kohen. I don't think that this would apply to a plain layman, I mean, who is not a Tom Kohen. They like a Chachamim wouldn't even bother to be Eikir the Kima Mitzvah, righteously bother to be Eikir the Kima Mitzvah. The only reason as to why they were Eikir here is because if someone is a Talmud Chochem. So his, the manner in which he recites Krishna, that in itself amounts to Yitzhak Halachi. So that means he doesn't conform to the Din. True, he doesn't, it's not that he doesn't conform to a certain aspect in Krishna. He doesn't conform to another Din, to the Din of how to pass, of how to pass. So, but inasmuch as he doesn't conform to the deen, he doesn't be made it, so it doesn't make any difference. What kind of a deen? Whether the deen is a deen that is inherent in Krishna, or it's an extraneous deen, not something inherent in Krishna. In this case, it's an extraneous deen. It's not right. It doesn't conform to the Basco. So it's not inherent in Krishna. There, in the incident of Reshi Rubei, so he didn't conform to a certain deen that is inherent in the Krishna itself. But it's inherent in the Krishna itself. Here, it's not in the Krishna itself, it's an extraneous deen. But it doesn't make any difference. As long as he does not conform to the deen, be made it. So the Chachomim Warikeya, the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Now, doesn't that present an analogy to the Shita of Rabbi Yehine, who says that according to the Chachomim from Gamliel, if he recited Krishna after Hateis, so he had no Kima Mitzvah, and there Rabbi Yehine says we pass like from Gamliel, and this does not seem to depend upon that Machlekes. And the other Rishonim, so they say that Ram Gamliel and the Chachomim, they both agree, Rabbi Derosh, that the Eved, he had the Kima Mitzvah, and the Chachomim will not take care. But here the Gemara seems to intimate that whenever someone is mivatal a certain deen, even a deen that is not inherent in the mitzvah itself, an extraneous deen, so the Chacham Ha'ikya, Kolshkin, if he's mivatal a deen that is inherent in the mitzvah itself, so how is it that they, according to the Rosh, everybody agrees that he's mikayim the mitzvah Eved, and even according to Rabbi Yenis, or Ram Gamliel says that he's mikayim, and we pass Ram Gamliel, whereas here the Gemara says that if he doesn't conform to the Chachamim, whether it's a deen inherent in the mitzvah or an extraneous deen, he has no Kina Mitzvah, so the answer is this. There it's in connection with someone true, Pesheya, not Onus, but Pesheya, not real me, Pesheya. Now what does it mean? But here it's in connection with someone who is not just a Pesheya. Pesheya means someone who thinks he will not miss it, he postpones it. But here it's more Mezit than over there. So that's why there the Chachomim will not take care, because he's not as much of a mazid as here. But here, with the Baskol said that Aloha Ki Bishilel, and he acted contrary to the Baskol, so then the Chachomim will take care. Well, he is a quarter of a mazid, but he's not that much of a mazid. Alright, mach ma yitzhak omar, also good vishamai, chayim misa, it's not what I want to use, but there, it is weak as vishamai. It comes back from the alistim. Omar, it's a day yitzhak omar, it's a day yitzhak omar, it's a day. Now, I intended to cover more, but anyway, tomorrow we'll finish the first pair.